Well, I believe they're tied with the Osmonds for biggest singing family at Christmas. Of course, I'm talking about Canada's Rankin family, musical bunch. And we've got Heather Rankin on the line to talk about the holidays and an exciting Christmas show that Canucks can take in this holiday season. Hi, Heather.
Hi, Jeremy. Thanks for speaking with me today.
Well, thanks for joining us. Let's do a quick head count, though. When you're all together, and that's, you know, siblings, kids, everyone, how many of there are you at Christmas?
Well, actually, there are hardly any of us, because we're spread out all over the world, and we don't spend Christmas together anymore,
okay.
Because we're all grown and we all have our own families and living all over North America and Europe and so on. So, yeah, I tend to spend it with a couple of my brothers who are still in Cape Breton and my husband's family who also lives in Cape Breton, so...
Okay, so my
back in the day, there were 14 of us. There were 12 kids, and two parents, and a grandparent if there was one staying there at the time, and maybe a boarder.
So you, I think
big crowd.
I was gonna say you kind of crushed my dreams because here I thought there was gonna be like big sing-alongs with everybody, and okay, so it's not quite like that.
Well, not anymore.
Yeah.
It's just changed over the years.
Yeah.
You know, back in the day when we were growing up. On the back street in Malvern, and there were 12 kids, and we all corralled for Christmas. We would be back and forth to Christmas choir and busy decorating, and our mother was busy baking. And it was a big, big, big celebration at our house. We would sing in the choir on Christmas Eve Mass at midnight,
mm-hmm.
and then we'd come home and fix a hot meal. And we'd be up all night eating and doing dishes, and then we'd get up the next day and do it all over again.
So I see that's got to be really cool, though, to have a big family. Because I think when it comes to like Christmas and Easter and Thanksgiving, a big group of family is what's really fun. During the year, let's say a random day in April or May, it might be overwhelming. But there's something about the holidays, isn't there?
Yeah, it really is about gathering with family and people who are close to you. And if you don't give presents, that's fine, too. It's not really about that. It's really just about being with the people who you care about and enjoying one another's company.
It's true. As we said, the family dynamic changes over the years, and I found that in the past few years that I totally forget, we're doing gifts tonight. Oh, yeah, there's presents under the tree. Because it's more about having a drink with somebody or watching. We know the Canada Junior Games are on at Christmas, too, right? So that's always a big draw in our family.
Yeah, you're a kid, it's all about, Santa.
Right.
But as you get older, it's less about material things, and if at all. That's the way I am, too. I prefer to just not give gifts and just give to an organization that needs support or sponsor a child or buy a goat or one of those things,
Yeah.
So...
It certainly changes as you get older. Okay, so speaking of families, I have to call out my mom on this because it's Rankin related, all right? So when I moved out of the house 10 years ago, I left Endless Seasons there. And for those who don't know, that's a Rankin family CD. And she has never given it back to me. This is a true story. She knew I was coming over one time and then had it playing softly in the living room. I swear to you, that is a true story, Heather. So I think...
Nice that your mother stole your CD.
Well, yeah, nice and not.
That's very flattering.
So I think what we need to do, I think that we're both in Winnipeg at the same time. We go and steal it back, Heather. What do you think?
Well, you just let me know the address. I'll turn up in black. And I'll try to get down the chimney, but I might have to lose a few pounds first.
Here's what we do. We show up at the door caroling. She'll invite us in. Okay, we'll figure it out off the air, okay?
I'll wrestle her. Onto the CD machine, and I'll make sure she's gagged and tied.
Yeah, there we go.
But we'll make sure we untie her before we leave.
Well, now let's. I don't know. Okay, well we'll see. We'll see. And then we say, and to all a good night before we leave. There we go.
Yeah, we're just so in keeping with the season.
We're so festive. We're such a festive bunch. Okay, so we're going to talk about your show in just a second. I want to know about your holiday favorites. So your favorite holiday food.
Oh, a good tortiere.
Oh, okay.
Very nice. And my aunt by marriage, her shortbread is just butter, like butter. It melts in your mouth.
Now, do you find... Okay, so shortbread is my favorite, too. And my grandma, I feel like... nobody compares to a grandma or a mom's cookies. What do you think?
You're absolutely right. I don't know if it's partly nostalgia or what it is, but my mother would bake these homemade rolls in the wood stove, and they'd be so crispy on the outside and feathery soft inside. Like, that was one of the things to have at Christmas. And mincemeat pie, which is like a once-a-year kind of thing that would take a lot of time to make. And it's something you don't see around very much anymore, if at all. And my mom used to make it every year. I think you're right. Your mother's... You always use your mother's cooking as the benchmark. And right. It's a hard one to meet.
Yeah, well, despite how big of a thief they might be. But no, actually, when my sister-in-law uses the same recipe for shortbread cookies, it's not the same. It's just not. I don't know if that's our brain telling us that, but they're not the same. They're not.
Well, I wonder if it's that she doesn't maybe use a wood stove. Because it's a different experience, you know, cooking in a wood stove. It's a
okay.
different result, I think.
Okay, all right.
They're just not making the appliances like they used to.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, favorite Christmas song?
That changes every year. You know, when I was a kid, there was a hymn we used to sing called Children Run Joyfully, and I loved that. And, of course, Silent Night and O Holy Night are favorites.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it changes every year. What's yours?
Yeah. See, when I was in school, because we used to do the carols in the gym, like around, I used to like up on the housetop because you could do the click, click, click kind of a thing. As a kid, that was most fun. Hark the Herald Angels Sing was last year, I think. Like, it's kind of, you're right. It does change every year.
Yeah, I did a version of Once in Royal David City, which is a really pretty Christmas song. You don't hear it much, but it's, I've heard it done by choirs, and I really like that one.
Do you prefer, like, the classic, and because I think my parents and I are going to Boney M when they're in Winnipeg, so do you like the classic versions of the songs, or do you kind of like when, like, the newer pop stars do a version of it? What do you prefer?
I like the really traditional, and then I like when people like the Chieftains, or the Barry McNeils, or Sarah McLachlan, somebody that's really creative and takes it and makes it their own. I'm not a huge fan of the pop version of Christmas songs because they tend to just sound like pop songs. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
They kind of squeeze all of the tinsel out of them.
Right. I love that.
That makes sense.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So now, again, as we said, as adults, it's not about Christmas gifts, but what was the best Christmas gift you ever got?
Many years of gifts. Probably when I was a kid, I got a farm, and it had all the animals of a farm. It had a barn. It had fake bales of hay, but they were more like stacks of hay, and it had fences and all, everything like that that would go with a farm. That was one of my favorite toys or gifts I received as a child.
Okay, now let's flip it around. The worst, you don't have to name names, but the worst Christmas gift you ever got.
Oh, the worst Christmas present I ever got. Oh my God, no, I have to say that. I don't know if there's ever been anything that I didn't like. My lovely, lovely great aunt Susie, who I really miss, she's no longer with us, she used to buy us sweaters every Christmas, and they were often what you would call an ugly Christmas sweater.
Right.
You know, they had sparkles on them or something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Probably one of those, but I hate to say that because I would always wear them and get a good giggle.
Right. Well, and
it's not awful. I feel terrible now.
As we know, it's the thought that counts, right? So that's a good way to spin it. So are you a regifter, though?
No, God, no.
Okay.
I always find use for something, for everything.
Right, okay. All right, so enough of those tough questions. I mentioned picture-perfect Christmas. A whole bunch of dates across Canada. I know you've got a sellout as well. Tell us about the show.
Well, of course, I've got a new record. I put a Christmas record out last year, so I'll be doing some of the tunes from that, which some of them are original, co-writes with people like David Tyson and Stephen McKinnon, Jamie Robinson, and Alex Kuba. And then I will also include some Christmas songs that I used to perform with Cookie and Raylene, because we made a record back in 97 and toured that off and on for 15 years. And I'll be doing a couple of my original everyday songs, and then a few tunes from my Rankin days, and a couple of other things thrown in for flavor.
And serving cookies? Are there cookies?
Well, I want to try and do eggnog. Like,
okay.
Okay. That could get expensive, though.
Can I give a spoiler? Because I got my parents' tickets. Am I allowed to say that? We might have to cut that out.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
I didn't want to announce that, but there we go.
I'll have to shout out to them.
No, you call her out is what you do. She stole a CD, okay?
I will. I'll call her out.
Let's do it. Let's work on that off the air. Let's humiliate her. She's a thief. She stole Rankin family stuff.
I know.
But there's dates across the country, so where can people get more information?
On heatherrankin.ca, that's my website. I'm on Facebook, Heather Rankin Music. I'm on Instagram, I think that's Heather Rankin Me. I'm on Twitter, Heather Rankin Music. I'm all over the place. You can't get rid of me.
Okay, well, we follow each other on Twitter, so we'll make sure we get all the links and everything on there as well.
Okay, super.
All right, so the tour is called Picture Perfect Christmas, right?
Yeah.
All right, get your tickets now. Heather Rankin, thanks for joining us. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you.
Happy holidays to you, and all the very best to you and your family.
Thanks. We'll talk to you soon.